Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. So, since we've spoken about it, it looks like we've had a little bit more of this wave of COVID. Not that anybody wants to hear about another wave as we're going into the spring of 2023. But I'm telling you right now, from what I'm seeing with patients across multiple states, because I'm licensed in multiple states doing telemedicine, yeah, we do have COVID. And as I've said, our at-home COVID tests are really lacking. As patients are telling me, they tested negative on day one, but maybe positive day five, or they took four tests from four different boxes and only one was positive while the others were negative. And when it comes to positive COVID tests, if you trigger it positive, it's most likely positive. There's a much higher false negative rate than a false positive rate. So if something triggers it to be positive, just like a pregnancy test, there's a good chance you should believe that until proven otherwise. But if something's negative, you could still be in the dark and go, well, I don't know. So we're being told that this new COVID variant that has sent cases skyrocketing in India is now in more than half of the states of the United States. And realize not many people are testing. The average person I tell online, it sounds like you have COVID, they cuss me out and hang up going, it's not COVID, leave me alone. Well, I'm just telling you, we got another strain, just be prepared for that. We're not seeing cases across the world like we did with others, but then again, if the average person isn't testing, you wouldn't know. But this variant is the XBB.1.16. It is an infectious spinoff of Omicron. And even though it was first detected in New York by late January, we think it was here and has been smoldering for a little bit, just undetected because the average person isn't getting tested. We've had about 235 known cases that have been actually documented and tested. They do believe this is the most infectious version of Omicron to date, but we're not expecting this to be any deadlier than some of the other circulating strains. They say in India, it has caused a 13-fold surge in cases within a month. Hospitals are on red alert, and some states within India are bringing back masking restrictions. So, you know, in our United States, we are seeing cases rise. California is big, Jersey, Texas, Washington. So they call this the ultra-infectious Arcturus strain, which is basically the XBB.1.16, a variant off of Omicron. Now, Omicron outsmarted a lot of our vaccines. When vaccinated individuals got COVID, they were ticked. One of the reasons why we've had such a lack of enthusiasm for the boosters is people got COVID anyway. Now, I have to tell you, I got the booster. I felt like crap, but I did not get COVID this fall or winter. Now, can I get this strain? Probably. But my last booster was end of September. So it's been 6 months. 6 months and a week or two. A couple weeks since my last booster. So I do think it helps. It's just, God, I felt awful. And I don't know if I want to get another booster because I felt like crap. Chest pain for a month. Arm swelling, breast swelling, underarm swelling. Had to put off my mammogram. So I'm mixed on that. But do I think it protected me? I do. So that's why it should be a personal choice or a choice between you and your medical provider if you want to get the shot or if you don't. Shouldn't be mandated. So California, it looks like, is the newest hotspot. 54 sequences recorded to date, then Jersey, Virginia, Texas, and New York. We've seen it in Washington, Illinois, Florida, Pennsylvania, Georgia, Utah, Ohio, Minnesota, Maryland, North Carolina, Nevada, Iowa, Indiana, Hawaii, Delaware, Connecticut, Wisconsin, Oregon, Michigan, Massachusetts, Louisiana, and Colorado. Now, you know, this technical name, this XBB 1.16, part of Omicron, the vaccines we got that have not only the wild type original strain, but also elements that code for spike proteins for Omicron variant BA4 and BA5 should offer protection. But this strain is, I think, going undetected because, as I said, the average person isn't testing. When somebody calls up and says they want an antibiotic, and we say, have you tested for COVID? And they go, oh, absolutely, it's not COVID. I need an antibiotic. Did they really test for COVID? You know, they want to get an antibiotic. They want their insurance to pay for the antibiotic. They don't want to have a COVID test showing proof that they don't have a bacteria infection. That's a problem. And you know, more people feel it's in their best interest to not test than to test. People don't want to be marred or, you know, vilified by work. They might not want to miss work. They might want to, maybe they ran out of their COVID leave, so they don't want to take off any more work. And so when people lie or when people aren't very enthusiastic about knowing their true diagnoses, that's the problem we have. And the other thing, too, and this is, you know, can you blame people? Many individuals could not get the Paxlovid, the COVID medication. So they ended up calling their doctor, getting a Z-Pak. Whether it was placebo or not, people felt better on an antibiotic. So they're like, why am I even going to go through the COVID route? Let me go through the, oh, I have a bacterial sinus infection route. Remember, people are smart. When there's a system, they're going to work around the system. And so, you know, don't take these numbers as golden. If somebody has COVID and they are, I'm telling you right now, people are calling with sore throat, cough, congestion, fatigue. I had two people yesterday saying I have the flu. And I'm like, well, flu season and it's on its way out. Have you swabbed? Are you influenza A or B? They go, no, it just feels like it. I have a low-grade fever. It's probably COVID. So we'll probably get more numbers, and we'll know a little bit more data as we are out of flu season and more in April, May, June. It's just, I really don't want to see another wave of this. I'm kind of sick of it. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY. Football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there's some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Dylan writes, when will Biden pooper get off the pot? I had to put in the word poop because that's not the word he used. Why isn't he announcing he's running yet? What's he waiting for? So I am no political analyst to the degree that others are, but I do believe that I understand political strategy, and I think I can help some of these candidates. I don't know how much I can help Biden. Biden really is in need of a lot of help. But right now, what I think he's waiting for is some good news. You know, inflation cooled down a little bit, even though we still have high inflation, and this idea that we're at 5.1% inflation, nobody's buying when things are twice the cost of they were a few years ago. So I don't know if maybe he was hoping to have better numbers. But I think what he's doing is waiting for something where there's a good news. And then he could say, look, guys, I'm running. Now, it could also be when China decides to invade Taiwan. But there has to be some sort of news that helps a re-election. And so many presidents who were elected in the midst of war were able to get reelected. More commonly, the U.S. will stick with a president during wartime than switch it out. Even though I don't know if many people feel Biden is the best one to go into World War III with. And I hope, God forbid, we don't go into World War III, but it's looking more and more like it. So my guess is he's waiting for either some good news that he could take credit for, saying, see guys, and because of our jobs numbers, or because of the economy, or because of everything that's going on, this is why I am going to run again and be your president. So he's trying to, I think, look to jump on any of those sails, that wind. But I don't think any news like that is going to be coming anytime soon. My prediction that he would not run a second time, even though he wanted to, and he would give the presidency to Kamala Harris, is still one of my predictions. The problem is Kamala Harris is becoming less and less popular. I made that prediction early on, where he was going to realize he couldn't handle another 4 years, and he would be looking very weak and feeble. The media would not show him in the best light. So rather than him giving up and leaving on a down note, you know, a very long and decorated history being not chosen by the Democratic Party, he willfully gives up his office to his vice president to make the first female president and get that little historical notch in the books. That's a prediction I still have, but where we are right now is the next prediction would be he is going to run, because if he doesn't, it makes the Democrats look bad. If he doesn't run again, the Republicans could jump on that saying, you see, the Democrats failed. You know, they couldn't keep their president for 8 years. Him having to leave after 4 years is a sign that they failed. So he has to double down. The Democrats have to double down with Biden. If they think Biden's policies are the best, how do they get rid of Biden? The Democrats are in trouble. The Republicans are in trouble, too. Donald Trump will probably win the primary, despite the indictment, despite everything going on, because if people feel that the Republicans are being vilified, that Donald Trump was treated differently than anybody else who possibly violated certain rules, then that makes his case. So we could really be looking at another Biden-Trump election. I know everybody's kind of groaning because that was painful. But you know, we have Biden has low approval ratings, and even other. It isn't just Fox News reporting that. AP News is even reporting he has low approval ratings. He's going to be 86 before the end of his second term, and he's not a very agile 80-year-old, as we could see. And you know, people have been arguing we need younger candidates. We need younger candidates. I don't think it's that. We need competent candidates. I don't care if you're 80, 90, just please show some competency and show you understand what people need. Have your finger on the pulse. So that's my thinking. My thinking is he is going to announce again because he's already said he wants to. His wife said he's going to. And if he doesn't, it makes the Democrats look bad, because that means they admit that he wasn't popular and so they're going to double down. I think he's waiting, though, for not only one, for some good news that he could piggyback off of with his announcement, and two, he needs to make sure that that announcement is not overshadowed by Trump or overshadowed by anything else. And so he wants to make sure that news cycle is, you know, when somebody makes an announcement, they time it perfectly so that when it is announced, it's, oh, wow, there has to be nobody else in the field. There has to be no other news that's really going on. So taking advantage of the media and taking advantage of news cycles, we call it, You know, when, like Monday. Monday is not a good day for a news cycle because there's always everything covered on a Monday. Yet the weekend is a little difficult because many people aren't reading the newspapers out and about. So you kind of want to get like a midweek, end of the week, bad. You know, one of the reasons why President Trump would drop his press bites and decisions late Friday is people were going home for the week. And he knew the media would give him crap. And who's going to read negative media on the weekend? You know, a lot of us do now read our news, you know, 24/7, you know, 7 days a week. He would purposely wait till the end of the day, so those people coming in for the weekend shift would have to be dealing with that. So it's interesting. But Democratic National Convention is going to be in Chicago, and so hopefully they can, you know, control the crime. It's a beautiful city. I love Chicago. But they could definitely have issues over there. For those of you who care about the whole Prince Harry and Meghan Markle issue, Meghan Markle is not attending King Charles's coronation. This I would have predicted because Meghan Markle needs press and she needs attention. And the attention she got when they compared and contrasted her to Kate was not very... And it was not as positive. And so being in the back seat of a coronation service doesn't put you in a good light. So she's going to remain in California with their children, Archie and Lilibet, and Prince Harry will go to the King's coronation service. He is only going to be in a very, very small part of the service. I don't think he's going to get to go to all the festivities. The couple's friend, Omid Scobie, confirmed Archie's birthday played a factor in the couple's decision and expected it would be a fairly quick trip to the UK for Harry. The Duke will only attend the ceremony itself. It's going to last a few hours, and then he's going to come home. So in 3 weeks, I think, you know, King Charles gets his official coronation to be king after the death of his mother, Queen Elizabeth, and it's a big deal seeing a coronation. You know, for us being alive right now, being able to see something like this, It is history in the making. But Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, I don't know who advised them. They're becoming more and more of a joke when they shouldn't be. I like Prince Harry a lot. You know, he was the son of Princess Diana. That had to be really, really hard to lose her mom. And I get a little frustrated with the way, and Meghan Markle could be wonderful, Prince Harry could be wonderful, but they kind of, the media and the way Netflix, they're making them look like opportunists. And I think, you know, there's so much they could be doing that's positive that they keep riding on the negative part of things. So when South Park made fun of them, and that happens, you know, South Park usually, you know, takes a play on what somebody does and says what other people are thinking. Unfortunately, they did. They called Prince Harry's book Spare Wah, and they made fun of them, saying, look, you know, if they really wanted privacy, why are they all over the place trying to, you know, get everybody's attention? And so I think Meghan Markle and Prince Harry could have had a very positive campaign and instead they're starting to lose a lot of favor because you have a lot of individuals who love the royals and who love Princess Kate and Harry or William. So you can't run a campaign on negativity. You got to run a campaign on positivity. Just like with Biden and Trump. Okay, you can only bash Trump so much. You can only bash Biden so much. What are you going to bring that's positive? What, you know, why? People can't just live on the negative part. They need the positivity. 1-877-DOLLY.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA News Update. Thousands in and around Richmond, Indiana remain away from their homes thanks to a huge fire at a recycling plant. Authorities say it could be Saturday before crews will contain that blaze that's putting a massive cloud of toxic smoke into the air. Falling grocery and gas prices contributed to a drop in the government's top gauge of inflation last month. The consumer price index rose by 0.1% and by 5% from a year ago. Last month's year-over-year rise, 6%. Beware of traveling to Russia, the warning from the Secretary of State in the wake of the arrest of Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich. The call is growing among Democrats for longtime California Senator Dianne Feinstein to resign. The 89-year-old's been out sick with shingles since early last month. Combined with the absence of Pennsylvania's John Fetterman, it erases the Democrats' two-vote Senate majority. Rich Johnson, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one of my friends had told me that they wished they had lived in Europe. And I'm like, you know, I'm thinking about socialization. I'm thinking about cost and, you know, being so close to what could be a war front. And I'm like, you know, but I get it. You know, Italian men are very, very handsome. You know, love a lot of the countries in Europe. So, but I still asked why. And they said because it's harder to get fired in Europe. And I'm like, really? And I never looked it up because I didn't care. I'm not working in Europe. But then this came along, where apparently companies who have European employees can't just lay people off as they're doing in America. 570 big tech companies have laid off 170,000 employees this year so far. This is according to layoffs.fyi. It's a website that tracks layoffs and which companies. But tech giants have issues letting people go if their employees are in Europe because there are stricter labor laws. According to a report called From Mint, they said in some European countries you can't just fire staff without discussing the matter with employee interest globally. Not sure what that means. Per the law, companies are legally required to consult with these councils before executing layoffs, which involves a potentially time-consuming process of data collection, discussions, and the option of appealing. So instead, it looks like what some of these companies are doing is asking you to quit voluntarily, and they may give up to a year of severance. Now, that's kind of nice. Google is already seeking help from these groups in France and Germany to figure out how to lay people off. Google's parent company, Alphabet, is asking employees to resign voluntarily, but will get good severance packages in return. Now, that's in the country of France. Jeff Bezos' Amazon is also offering a severance package worth 1 year's pay to some senior managers who have had 5 to 8 years' experience if they resign on their own. The e-commerce giants is also offering leave to departing employees so their shares can vest and be paid out as bonuses. They say in Germany, Amazon is firing employees who are on their probationary periods and offering them an option to resign voluntarily. So this then, I guess, allows them to appease the labor laws but still get rid of extra staff. Now that's, it shows that these companies are trying to save money. Interestingly, The Telegraph is reporting that J.P. Morgan in America, this involves American employees, have already warned that they will be punishing their employees for failing to work in the office, as is ordered by senior staff. They say the Wall Street, they call it the Wall Street Institution, J.P. Morgan, said some employees were still refusing to return to the workplace and failing to hit the bank's minimum office attendance target of 3 days a week. I'm looking at, I've been working 7 days a week probably since I turned 18, and I'm just blown away. Can you imagine having a job only 3 days a week? Be nice. But in a memo to staff seen by the Telegraph, Chief Executive Jamie Dimon said there are a number of employees who aren't meeting their in-office attendance expectations. That must change. You're responsible for meeting your hybrid model requirements. Your manager is responsible for ensuring that attendance requirements are being met. And in cases where they aren't, taking the appropriate performance management steps, which could include corrective action. So all this talk that workers are still being very productive at home and they're trying to help with work-life balance, when you start to look at the nuts and bolts of it, if some companies aren't getting, it might just be one employee that really screwed it for the rest of them. Man, when I work from home, I'm working. I'm getting stuff done. I've been seeing patients till 10 o'clock at night if my company needs it. I'm working from home. But if you have somebody who's laying out in the sun or posting pictures of them drinking margaritas at 2 p.m., it messes it up for everybody else that wanted to work from home. So these companies are saying, look, if you don't, we'll let you go. They say, as we've returned to more normal patterns in our lives of work, we can all appreciate the many benefits of in-person engagement. Another thing also is they're tired of people double-dipping. When I heard, and there were people I knew, that were getting 2 full-time salaries that neither job realized because they were working from home and remotely, come on. So the average employer wants to know that if they're paying for all your benefits, you're actually worth that money. He said, we believe this is especially true when it comes to the importance of being in the office. Being together improves the speed of decision-making while also providing valuable opportunities for spontaneous learning and creativity, as well as allowing our professionals to learn through our apprenticeship model. So when you do have interns and nobody's there, there's some medical schools in our area that don't have a lot of doctors that will allow students to learn. So students have been asking if they can hang out with me when I do telemedicine. Well, I can't do that because I do telemedicine at home. They need to actually touch a patient. And these kids are finding, you know, it more and more difficult to find, you know, clinicians who actually see patients in person. Because many patients are doing it online. That's the other thing. If you have your own practice and you're a physician, and you notice your patients don't want to come in, why are you paying for staff to sit around? Medical staff are expensive. So if your patient's like, can't I just do an over-the-phone consult? Why should the doctor come in those days a week? So we're really moving towards a reset. And those who want the job, those who want to work, those who don't want to be phased out are going to need to figure out a way to show up or show that they are a huge asset, even if they're remote. I told you there was somebody who had, I think, approached their job, their boss, for remote work. They replaced her with somebody in India. If they're going to go remote, why not go remote with workers that are way cheaper? Have less rules for taxing. And it's a shame. You know, we opened this show with McDonald's, how McDonald's has multiple locations they're piloting that are employee-free, all digital. Now, they probably do need somebody to still service the robots and the conveyor belts and make sure everything is working correctly. But these stores are supposed to be employee-free. How is that going to look later? The discontent people have with their bosses, it's going to eventually go one way or another. You know, if you don't appreciate your employees, they're going to leave. If employees don't appreciate what their boss is giving them, their boss will be no more. Or they're going to replace you with someone that does appreciate them. And I think we're taking for granted what we have. And for those of you that are kind of seeing the writing on the wall, you get a little nervous. Like, my job can go away. Many of you are trying to think right now, what is the best way to make money? Because, you know, and we do have time. You could still Uber. You could still do a lot of things. We aren't at robotic and electric cars yet. But you bet your butt, taxi cab drivers are going to be gone when they can automate drivers. We have a truck driver shortage. You can just bet the industry is dying to have a way to automate because they can't find workers. When employers struggle to find workers, then they are going to start putting some of their energy on how to do it without a worker. And it's a shame because I think there's a lot of us that are hard workers that want to be there, want to do the job, want to have the work ethic. And you have these individuals that are kind of ruining it for everybody. Work-life balance is important. I get that. But double-dipping? You just screwed it up for the rest of us. 1-877-DOLLY.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications in a variety of formats.
Dr. Dahlia, 1-877-DOCDALI. So more than 2,000 residents are currently under an evacuation order as a large fire broke out at an Indiana recycling plant yesterday afternoon. According to local officials, any resident within a half-mile radius of the plant in Richmond, Indiana, had been ordered to evacuate due to a huge industrial fire. The evacuation zone impacts 2,011 residents and possibly more, according to a representative from Wayne County Emergency Management Office. According to ABC News, officials are telling everyone downward of the incident to shelter in place. They say the smoke is definitely toxic, according to Indiana State Fire Marshal Stephen Jones. during a press briefing. He said, we don't want the residents in the smoke. As the wind changes, we may change the direction of the evacuations. A firefighter who responded to the scene injured his ankle after he fell down a ravine. This is according to Richmond Fire Chief Tom Brown. He has been released from a local hospital after he was treated. So the fire was reported about 2 p.m. local time. It has been contained, but the fire is expected to burn for several days. We're being told that air monitoring is being conducted, and the entire complex has either been burned or is still burning. The plant is located near the Indiana-Ohio border, and it's owned in part by the city of Richmond and in part by a private citizen. The city fire chief said he has been warned several times. We have an unsafe citation that was issued to him. Whoa. We don't know exactly when that was, but we were aware of the situation, and we are dealing with the situation. When you look at the plumes of smoke, it's huge. At a press conference, the mayor of Richmond, Dave Snow, said that the business owner is going to be held accountable. The business is the former Hothco Comet Industries plant, which produced lawn and garden products for 60 years before it closed in 2009. This is according to a situation report from the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, Cybersecurity, and Infrastructure Security Agency. Now what the facility does is process recyclables, including plastics. Keep in mind, when plastics burn, they give off chemicals. So these plastics that are continuing to burn, the air quality can be very hazardous. Brown said the property is about 14 acres, and there is plastic everywhere. There are piles of plastic both inside and outside the buildings and semi-trailers filled with plastic. When asked how much they estimated was burned, they estimate 13 and a half acres of the property have burned. During a telephone interview, Snow called the fire a worst-case scenario, voiced concern for the air quality in the city, which is home to more than 35,000 people. So this black smoke is something that you do need to stay away from. It's a dangerous area. They want people to limit themselves from the smoke. So a helpline has been established. Richmond community schools are closed. And EPA said they're already on the ground and monitoring at 15 mobile locations. They are going to collect debris samples in surrounding communities to determine whether asbestos-containing materials may have been left at the site. So there's also an odor. You know, and it's one thing when you have a gasless, odorless gas that could be toxic, but when you smell it, that's, you know it. That's a pretty high amount. And I know what plastic smell is. It's burning plastic smell. It's not good. So we'll keep you guys posted. Some of the residents say it smells like burning tires. He's 5 miles from the fire. And he could smell it. So if you smell it, you're breathing it. We'll keep you guys posted. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. China has recorded the first H3N8 bird flu death. This is not H5N1. This is H3N8. And three cases have been detected in China since 2022. We do not believe this strain spreads easily between humans, but a woman has died from this type of bird flu. H3N8 has been circulating since actually 2002 after first emerging in North American waterfowl. We have seen this infect horses, dogs, and seals. According to The Guardian, it had not been detected in humans before two non-fatal cases emerged last year, April and May. This occurred in China. The woman who died was a 56-year-old from Guangdong Province in southeast China. She got ill February 22nd, was hospitalized for severe pneumonia on March 3rd, died a couple weeks later. The patient, they said, however, had multiple underlying conditions. She also had a history of exposure to live poultry before the onset of the disease and a history of wild bird presence around her home. No close contacts of the case developed an infection or symptoms of illness at the time of the reporting, which is a good sign. Because if she fell ill, we then worry that if other people had it, then human-to-human contact. We could contain it if it's human to animal, because we could try to keep humans from the animals and safeguard. But once it's human to human, we're in trouble. They say exposure to a live poultry market could have caused the infection. It's still unclear what the exact source of the infection is and how this virus is related to other avian viruses that are circulating in animals. So the H3N8 is different from H5N1. But H5N1 has been a very predominant killer of fowl, or causing culling, such as what we did with minks last year, because of its mortality rate among birds, 100% mortality rate, and humans, a 50% mortality rate. H3N8 is a little bit more rare, but of course we're concerned. Now, the other two cases who lived, one had a critical illness, the other had mild. They think their exposures are from infected poultry as well. So right now they're not thinking it's person to person, but obviously they're watching that like a hawk. They also don't think it was a lab leak. I mean, I'm pretty now suspicious of everybody, to be honest. If we had SARS in a lab, my guess is we have H3N8 in a lab and H5N1 in a lab, and these lab-contained viruses aren't in their normal environment, and they are being artificially kept alive or quiescent, such that they could be woken up if we need to. And I get a little nervous, because you just don't know if they mutate or if they gain a different sort of strength or evolutionary advantage, because they weren't out there in the wild having regular mutations that could weaken them. The symptoms of these influenza infections, if it was an animal or not, could be anywhere from mild flu-like symptoms to red eyes, like pink eye, to severe acute respiratory disease, GI symptoms, neurological symptoms. They're rare, but that could happen. And then, of course, it could unfortunately cause death. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We don't have much more information on this fungus that these Michigan mill workers have been exposed to. I think there's 100 cases of blastomycosis since January, linked to the Billerud paper mill. It's a fungal infection that has affected at least 100 workers. I don't think anybody has died. But this is a fungi that lives in soil and decaying wood. And they believe the source of the outbreak could be decaying wood from the paper plant, but they don't necessarily have this 100% confirmed. What we do know is blastomycosis from the blastomyces fungi could be obtained by breathing in spores that get picked up in the air. Not everybody will get sick, but half can. They could have respiratory disease, fever, cough, muscle aches, and fatigue. The infection is treatable with antifungals, but people with a weakened immune system could unfortunately have life-threatening disease. We'll keep you guys posted on that. So 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.